This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the Supreme Court reinstates FDA rule for popular abortion drug. The United States Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in a case which reinstated a requirement that was enacted by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration that required women who were purchasing abortion drugs to pick them up in person from a hospital or medical office instead of being able to receive them by mail. The ruling on the Food and Drug Administration v. American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists case removes the injunction issued by a lower court. Basically, the ruling reinstated the FDA's enforcement for the elements to assure safe use when it comes to the use of the chemical abortion pill, mifepristone. Mifepristone, when taken with another medication, is used to end pregnancy up to 10 weeks after conception. The Trump administration appealed the initial ruling and said it would be safer for women to see a doctor first because the drug can kill or injure women in certain medical situations. In July 2020, U.S. District Judge Theodore Chung issued a ruling that enabled the abortion drug to be simply mailed to women without needing to see a doctor. When the Justice Department asked him to suspend his July 13 order while it was under an appeal to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, he refused. Chung said that in-person requirements were a substantial obstacle to women seeking abortion drugs. He even commented that imposing the ban on mailing the prescription would be unconstitutional under the circumstances of the pandemic. The FDA is specific that the chemical abortion prescription should never be given to a woman if she is unable to go to a follow-up visit to check on possible complications. There have been 24 deaths reported of women in the United States associated to mifepristone since the FDA's approval in September 2000. 600 women have experienced severe blood loss that required transfusions. Chemical abortions make up roughly 40% of all abortions, and the risk for women seems to be up to 10 times greater than surgical abortions. Whether or not the woman having the abortion is seriously harmed, the baby's life is terminated, and that grieves God's heart. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.